How's that for an intro? Hey, dude. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, creator, and head coach, Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, the membership site, all of the courses and trainings and journals and books that you could possibly want and need for the future. And I am walking down the street, as you could probably hear. I apologize for the noise, but you know what? I had some things to say, and I just got out of the coffee shop, and I needed to say them now because they come and go in an instant, and there's something I need to say. I need to make a public service announcement that I am so sorry I ever helped, facilitated, was a part in any way of weight loss challenges. When I was working at a local rec center as a fitness instructor, personal trainer, and the manager of the health department. Oh no, the sidewalk's closed. I got approached to facilitate a weight loss challenge, which was like, you know what, I don't really like them, but if you want to, I will, like, if you do all the work, I'll just weigh everyone. And they suck, man. Weight loss challenges are so terrible because I saw so many women and men desperately depriving themselves, struggling and working out excessively and pushing past comfort in order to win $100. That is so stupid. It's so stupid because you're tearing your body apart. You are feeling so uncomfortable. You are losing your mind. Yeah, you might be losing weight, but it's from a deprivation and like self-hatred spot rather than like an empowering, I want to feel good, I want to look good. And people go into these challenges thinking that like it's going to kickstart their weight loss, it's going to give them all this motivation that they need. But really, what it's doing is like putting you even farther and farther away from your goal. Yes, there are people that go into these challenges and they do lose weight. Awesome. But what's the point of losing weight if you're hurting yourself and hurting your body even more in the process? Like, what is the point of that? I don't know who that was. Because didn't you go into this to be better, to feel better, to look better? If you don't think you look good now, which you're gorgeous now, health should be something that takes you through life. It should not take it over. And that is exactly what happens with these weight loss challenges. I hope you can hear me. And it just keeps you in the cycle forever that the fitness industry and the weight loss industry and the supplement industry have created. There's a reason that they are a multi-billion with the B dollar industry, is because they don't give you a cure. They give you a band-aid, or they give you some little like fluffy fuzzy like happy words in a bottle that you can buy over and over again for the rest of your life, because it doesn't fix it, it helps it. Because there is no cure, there is only help and support. And oh, if this doesn't work, try this. Oh, that didn't work on its own, you need to partner it with this and this. Oh, that didn't work, well, you need an entire program, and you need all of these videos, and you need all of this, all of these books that are just going to sit on your shelf, collect dust, and not do a single damn thing for you. And that is what I struggled so much with when it came to like helping people with their diet or helping people work out, is I was part of the band-aid. And that's not what I want or can do. That's not where the actual change comes from. It's not just in the band-aid, it's in the deep stuff outside of the gym. So when I would struggle, like when I would struggle, when my clients would come to me for their workout, and I would always start just with walking, and we would just talk and see where they're at, It was always like the in-between, the at-work situations, the at-home, the parties, the by-themselves that they struggled the most. Like, you can go to a gym and work with a trainer and, like, get healthy, but that's an hour at most of your time out of 24. And if you only go 3 times a week, 3 hours out of an entire week, like, what are you expecting to accomplish with that? And I'm not knocking exercise. I still love it. I still promote it. I still encourage it, as you should, because it's good for you, good for your body, heart, mind, and soul, if you go into it with the right approach. And even if, like, you've been working out for years, which is where I was at, if you are just doing it for the vanity, it's going to get old. It's going to lose its excitement. It's going to lose its want and drive. And you're just going to be going through the motions, and the excuses are going to come up more and more. Because what's the point of this if you aren't losing weight, if you aren't happy, if you're adding more stress, if you don't feel like a good enough person unless you go to the gym, and there's all of this excess emotion attached? This is why health is so much more emotional than physical, because anyone can work out, anyone can lose weight, anyone can eat healthy, but doing it long term is where we struggle the most. Because the way that we are doing it, the way we're looking at it, is not, like, we're not able to do it long term. It's not sustainable. That's the word I was looking for. Sustainable. The fitness industry and the diet industry and the weight loss industry is not sustainable, because there's always going to be something that comes, like, later on. I don't know who this person is that keeps honking at me, but there's always going to be something else that comes out that's going to beat the last thing. And that's because they realize people are getting bored. People aren't, like, enjoying it. And there's more than one way to work out. There's more than one way to get healthy. So as they continue to find the next best thing, the next secret, they're just making more money. And yeah, they're a couple $50 here and there, a couple $100 a month. But what is it really doing for you if you're not progressing, if you're not getting any better? And that's where the weight loss challenges come in, thinking that, oh, like, if I do it with other people, there's a cash reward for it, then I'll do it. But no, that's bullshit. It's usually a $20 buy-in fee. So we just throw around little dollars here and there, and you're not getting a result because it's only $20 that you lost, or it's only $50 you lost. Big whoop, right? You don't want to admit it, but with that kind of stuff, you're willing to throw money around. But when it comes to actually investing in you, whether it's time, whether it is money, or whatever, we're not willing to do it, because we know real change comes from that. And with real change, it's the unknown. I just walked up a hill. That's why I'm breathing, like, really heavy. Walked up a hill. I've only had coffee. And it's kind of the morning, so whatever. But with real change, with real investment in ourselves, rather than just, like, a quick 6-week challenge, like, what if we actually change? What if we actually lose the weight? What if we actually get healthy? And what if this actually does change our life? Yeah, that's what we want, or we think that's what we're going for, but really, we're comfortable where we're at. We don't want to admit it, but we're happy being unhappy and uncomfortable and struggling, because we know this. Hello. Oh no. Plows are going by. I apologize, but I needed to chit chat. But Oh no, here it comes. Oh boy. Hopefully it picks up its scraper. I don't know how to edit podcasts, so you're getting this. Oh good. There he goes. I'm also walking outside, so I feel really weird talking out loud, but luckily it's quiet, so minus the noise. Oh no, let's wait a second. But here's the thing. We're comfortable with where we're at. Even though we talk about how we hate it, we want change, we want to lose weight, we want to feel better, we're happy with where we're at because we know this. It's easy. It's not full of unknown. It's comfortable. We know how to deal with our own misery. But it's when we go into, I could have the best year, life, moment, body, health of my life. But what does that mean? What does that look like? Am I going to have to give up certain things? Am I going to have to sacrifice this? Because we know what that's like. We've all done extreme diets, extreme challenges, extreme weight loss. And it takes up your entire life. And you're to the point where you want a life. You actually want to enjoy it. You actually want to experience it. You want the absolute most of it. And if all you know from diet and health and weight loss and exercise is deprivation and force and stress, then why on earth would you want to go back into that? Why on earth would you want to invest more outside of a weight loss challenge that you know it's going to be a couple weeks of struggle, and then you get to celebrate with a big pizza party and indulgence afterwards? No, that is not the point. And I'm not saying that, like, once you start eating healthy, it's not like never going to be enjoyable ever again. But there's going to be balance to it. And that's the big thing, is when it comes to balance. Someone walked by. There's no emotional attachment to food or your weight or fitness. It just becomes another number, just becomes another thing. And how you feel is more important. Because there is a way to get rid of those cravings. There is a way to want to work out. There is a way to never binge again, to never unknowingly do something, to always being like incredibly self-aware and not losing your life or your sanity or control. There's a way to go with the flow and have control. There's a way to enjoy it and not be tied to it. There's a way to find balance and not stress. And it's so easy and it's so fun and it's just you. There's no right or wrong way to do it. There's no more that you need to do. There's no more like force and there's no missing secret. You know way, way too much. Way too much, my friend. Because you've done all the challenges, you've done all the diets, you've tried all the things, you know more about supplements, honestly, than I probably do. But you've lost yourself. You've lost the ability and the knowledge to actually listen to how you feel, to how you respond to things, and to what your body is actually telling you. And if you feel right now when I say that, that your body is trying to sabotage you, that it gives you cravings that you can't control, that's all bullshit. That's just a lie. That's something else that somebody told you. That you don't have control, that you can't trust your body, that it's gonna crave things because you're craving things, right? You have cravings, you have stress food, you have triggers. So you can't control it. So you have to mask it. You have to look somewhere else. You have to follow a plan because your body's gonna sabotage you. But no. Your body's main goal is to keep you alive. So why on earth would it be destructive to you? It's to keep you alive and to keep you safe. And if it's quote unquote sabotaging you by making you eat more food, by like numbing you out, by mindlessly doing this, that, and the other, it's because it's protecting you from something else. It's protecting you from the hurt, from loneliness, from fear, from trauma. That's what it is doing. And the more you put into these challenges, into these weight loss things that are telling you are going to be the secret, that are going to get you fast results, they're not going to be lasting because you're still going to have those issues that are going to be popping up here and there and put you into an even bigger spiral. You need to focus on yourself, your own worth, your own abilities, your own mindset before the weight loss comes. And the weight loss is going to come effortlessly. Like, so effortlessly. And this is coming from somebody who struggled for years with it, who deprived herself so much. She was borderline on definitely a couple eating disorders. And it's not necessary. You know so much already. And it's so doable. But you need to invest in yourself first. Not into another program, not into another supplement, not into another diet or challenge, but into your soul. And that's when it becomes easy. And that's when we figure it out. And it's no longer stressful, is going to be like the big thing. So, the New Year challenge is not going to fix it. It is going to prolong it and just extend it for a whole another year. So I'd really recommend you reconsider it. I'm never one to push anything, but the weight loss challenges just rub me the wrong way because they aren't going to fix anything. They're just going to push it off even longer. So, as always, I'm the person that can help you with this. Because there is a way around it, and it does not need to be forced. But other than that, have a very wonderful day. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye! Oh, maybe. I need to lock off my phone first. Okay, bye-bye.